Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle believed the entire institution was conspiring against them after the Queen released an official photo showing off her heirs. The Mirror reminds us to mark the start of 2020, the monarch shared a lovely photo of herself with son Prince Charles, her grandson Prince Charles, and our youngest future kind, Prince George. It was taken in Buckingham Palace's throne room and laid out the future of the British monarchy as well as being a cute family photo. However, there has been much speculation that the snap caused upset behind palace walls. In an updated edition of his unauthorized biography, Meghan, a Hollywood Princess, Andrew Morton claims it made Meghan and Harry question their position in the firm. Morton writes, "The royal couple suspected that the entire institution was conspiring against them. As they saw it, the evidence was all around them. The unspoken code was straightforward. The future of the monarchy was assured, with or without Meghan and Harry." And Morton claims this fear was confirmed when the Queen cancelled a meeting with Harry in which he wanted to discuss his royal future. This sense that despite their international popularity, they were low down the royal totem pole was confirmed when Harry arranged to meet the Queen for a grandson-to-grandmother chat in early January. At the last minute, the meeting was postponed. Harry suspected classic internal politics, his family concerned that anything the Queen agreed during informal conversations would be used by Harry as a negotiating tactic. Just days later, on January 8th, Meghan and Harry shocked the world by sharing a status on social media saying they were stepping back from their senior roles. Saying they had spent many months reflecting over the decision, they explained they planned to carve out a progressive new role within the institution while becoming financially independent. Harry discussed the decision with James Corden, saying, "It was never walking away. It was stepping back rather than stepping down. It was a really difficult environment, as I think a lot of people saw. We all know what the British press can be like. It was destroying my mental health. It was like, this is toxic. So I did what any husband and father would do. I need to get my family out of here. But we never walked away. As far as I'm concerned, whatever decisions are made on that side, I will never walk away." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Andrew Morton claims Diana is the third wheel in Harry and Meghan's marriage. Morton writes in the Daily Mail, "Tears coursed down the cheeks of 16-year-old Meghan Markle and her friends as they watched the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales, and never more so than at the poignant moment when the camera zoomed in on the royal coffin. There, perched among the white flowers, was an envelope on which was written the one word, Mummy, Prince Harry's last note to the mother who had now gone forever. To Meghan and her classmates, it was an inconceivable tragedy. How could a glamorous humanitarian in the prime of life die in the cruel banality of a car crash?" Today for Harry, and increasingly for his wife, all roads lead back to Diana. His mother's cause-driven life and the tragic manner of her death has not only coloured Harry's relationship with his family and the wider public, it has shaped the couple's worldview. Without a mum, without a steadying, nurturing influence, Harry went off the rails. He became more notorious as an angry drunk who lurched out of London nightclubs, more than ready to lash out at the paparazzi who dogged his every step. For years, he was protected by highly paid public relations professionals who smoothed over his escapades. Any nighttime indiscretions compensated for with charity work, and of course his life as a professional soldier. By and large, the prince retained the affection of the public, and gradually he became happy to express his personal hopes and dreams. At a birthday party in February 2016, he told television presenter Denise Van Outen, "I'm not dating, and for the first time ever, I want to find a wife." And in Meghan, he found a woman who embodied the qualities he had been missing. Unlike Diana, however, Meghan was camera-ready, not camera-shy. She arrived at the gates of Buckingham Palace, fully formed, a successful actor, a popular blogger, and an acknowledged humanitarian. The only puzzle remained as to whether this ambitious, intelligent, modern, and successful woman would stay the course. Had the Princess of Wales had been present at Harry and Meghan's wedding reception at Frogmore House, in the grounds of Windsor's Home Park, she would have admired Meghan's chutzpah and self-confidence in breaking protocol, taking the microphone and giving her own short speech. Diana, in contrast, had been the one who stood at the back in school plays and pantos, terrified of being given a speaking part. Although they grew up a generation and a world apart, much still connected these two women. At first, Meghan was seen as a bridge between the monarchy's past and its future. This popularity soon started to concern some courtiers who once again saw shades of Diana. This popularity soon started to concern some courtiers who once again saw shades of Diana, the charismatic newcomer potentially overshadowing the rest of the royal family, particularly the two immediate heirs to the throne, Charles and William. One source said, the danger to them is that Meghan is going to be bigger than Diana. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.